Time now for Food for Thought here on KNKX. 88.5's Dick Stein likes to wring out every possible bit of use from paper towels, aluminum foil, and even plastic wrap. Now, KNKX food commentator Nancy Leeson also tries to be thrifty, but even she thinks Stein may have taken it a bit too far.
So, Nats, you want to hear how I've been driving to Groot absolutely crazy lately?
For a change?
She always teases me because I like to reuse stuff. I like to reuse aluminum foil if it isn't dirty. She laughs at me for this. I tell her my mother used to wash aluminum foil and reuse it. But what I've been doing lately, I've got about a 6-inch square piece of plastic wrap just to get her goat. I have now used like 4 times in 4 different applications the same piece of plastic wrap. It started out, I had it wrapped around a bagel that I was putting in the freezer. When I ate the bagel, I saved the plastic wrap, and I had some leftover coleslaw. So I put it over that little bowl. Then after I ate the coleslaw, I saved the plastic wrap. And, you know, you got to kind of unfurl it, you know, because
right.
And I wrapped a half a cucumber with it. And then the last time I used it, it was over some shrimp. So since it was over raw seafood, in order to use it again, I think I'd pretty much have to wash it. And even I'm not going that far.
The thing is that for generations, I know people who do this and who can't possibly throw away a piece of tin foil, as my grandmother used to refer to it, and I still do.
DeGruy laughs at me. I said, well, why would I throw something away that's perfectly good and could be used again?
My husband uses paper towels over and over again, and I buy those paper towels that are short so that you don't waste a whole one.
Yeah.
And I certainly get it's dry and clean looking using it again, but really, come on.
Well, I don't reuse a paper towel that I've you know, wiped up grease or something with. But
well,
sometimes,
obviously not.
Sometimes I'm just using them because they're really good at just blotting up some water on the counter. And if that's what I've been using it for, or if I've gotten it wet and squeezed it out just so it's damp to put over some, say, salad greens, well, I'm going to reuse it. I just take it and I drape it over the paper towel roll. And then the next time I need a paper towel, I use one of those.
Mac drapes it over the little plastic compost bin that I have next to the sink. When it comes to reuse, one of the great reusables are plastic newspaper bags. They can hold almost a whole baguette, which is something you can't get into a Ziploc, right? So I think those are great. There are other things having to do with our animals that they're good for, but we won't discuss that on the radio, right? Another thing I reuse a lot of are pretty tin cans. If I have a really beautiful tomato sauce can, I've used these for utensils, as a spoon holder right next to your stove. Things like the pretty little paprika ones, continue to use those just because they're so lovely.
Yeah, DeGroote always grabs off my empty paprika cans. And I love my Clabber Girl baking soda can that I keep my pens and pencils and stuff at my desk here in the station. You know what else? I've been able to reuse sheets of parchment paper several times. Even when it's got some grease on it, it's still good to put over a slow-cooking braise right down on the surface of the meat and the liquid. I learned that from a Molly Stevens
cookbook. That's right. I do that a lot myself.
So and even if it's a little greasy or whatever, it doesn't matter because that's the use you're going to put it to.
The reason that you would push that down on a stew?
Right down on top of whatever you got in there. It keeps all that moisture in much closer proximity to the meat that's cooking, and it helps keep it moist. Just to be clear, I do put a lid on the pot, but underneath the lid, down on the surface, is the parchment, too. Some of those lids have these little spikes on the inside of them that are designed to let the steam condense and then drip back down on the meat. But for my money, the parchment paper works a lot better.
So, Stein, what's the oldest thing in your kitchen that's just totally been reused?
That would be me.
Other than you.
Got to be that plastic wrap thing I told you about. And I'm hoping to get about 5 or 6 more uses out of it just so I can watch Cheryl roll her eyes.
Well, I'm with Cheryl Stein. I think that's disgusting.
Sure it is. That's never stopped me before. With KNKX food talker, Nancy.
Once is never enough.
Leeson.
He's Dick.
It's not because I'm so eco-conscious. It's just that I'm cheap.
Stein.